So I'm going to read one letter from Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada in May 26, 1976. Srila Prabhupada is in Honolulu, Hawaii. And he writes to Auckland, New Zealand. My dear Yasomati Nandan Das, please accept my blessings. I am in due receipt of your letter, dated May 23, 1976, and I have noted the contents with care. I remember how so many people were coming to visit the temple. The deities should be very beautifully decorated so that people will be able to see the gorgeous worship in the temple. Now you have also received shipments of books, so distribute my books profusely. This distribution is the greatest welfare work for humanity. What will be the benefit of so many skyscraper buildings if in their next life they have to take birth as a cat or a dog? Where will be the advancement in such an arrangement? Actual progress is to become fit for going back to home, back to Godhead. Concerning the incident where the two boys were killed in what appeared to be a bomb blast, it is unfortunate that the newspapers have made it appear that these boys are Hare Krishna devotees. Evidently, they were making some bomb to blow up something up. And it didn't work, you know. Blew them up instead. So they confused, they thought they were Hare Krishna devotees. Of course, anyone can chant Hare Krishna, just like we go on the streets chanting and others will imitate us. However, in our aims, you will not find that our organization is dedicated to such methods or goals. Our aim is to awaken people throughout the world to Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, by chanting the holy names of God. We have published so many books to explain our viewpoint, and why should we sit idly by and allow the press to unfairly take advantage of such a situation to misrepresent the Hare Krishna movement in any case? In any case, the movement cannot be judged simply by the activities of some individuals, but these men were not in our camp, and still the press took unfair notice of all the facts. We should demand at least equal time from the press to explain the entire situation clearly. And when necessary, we should file suit against such newspapers in order that things are not distorted. It is not in our aims anywhere to build bombs for any purpose. It is not in our aims anywhere to build bombs for any purpose. The same mentality is involved in trying to blow up a slaughterhouse as they're eating. They're doing meetings, so let's blow the slaughterhouse up. Such things will not stop people from unnecessary animal slaughter. It is only by educating people in the science of Krishna consciousness that they will automatically develop all good qualities. Yasyatma bhaktir bhagavati akinchana sarvargunais tatra samasate sura. And the non-devotee will not have any good qualities, even they may be vegetarians. Harau abhaktasya kuto mahadguna manoratena sati bhavato bahi. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.18.12. So we should clearly establish our aims in such situations and not sit idly by. We must preach very boldly whenever the situation is favorable. I hope this meets you in good health. Your ever well-wisher, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So evidently there were some young men who were against, they wanted to blow up some slaughterhouse. Interesting. And the bomb went off at their in their place. So I guess it didn't go too well for them. But somehow they had some connection to the Krishna consciousness movement. So the press connected them with the devotees somehow. So Prabhupada is saying, no, we should clear this up so they're not misunderstood like this. So Prabhupada dealt with very practical, this is a communications problem. Prabhupada was very adamant that we should not sit idly by and let them misunderstand what we are doing, but we should actually clear things up so they know that the devotee, one of the aims and activities of the devotees is not to make bombs and blow up slaughterhouses. Next, I'll read an excerpt from the Gauranga book compiled by Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, Lord Pastimes of Lord Gauranga, or Chaitanya. Little bit of Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, Krishna, Bhagavatam. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda A reading from the book Gauranga, the festival of Madhavendra Puri at Shantipur, which is very appropriate. Today we're distributing so much prasadam, so it is a very appropriate pastime. Somewhere along his journey, Lord Chaitanya stopped by the ashram of Advaitacharya in Shantipur. It happened to be the day of Govinda Dvadasi, the Dvadasi before Gaur Purnima, which is when they have the festival of Madhavendra Puri. Advaita was a disciple of Madhavendra Puri, so he arranged this massive, massive feast and festival. The great saint Madhavendra Puri didn't like to walk on the public road because he might meet another sannyasi, and they gave him pain by calling him Narayan, saying, "We sannyasis are Narayan, we are all God." These sannyasis were Mayavadis. They all thought that they were one with Brahman. Also, if he met ordinary persons, they wanted blessings. They wanted blessings for nice money, nice health, good business, some kind of material blessing. Nobody was interested in spiritual life. They just wanted to touch the feet of a sannyasi to get his spiritual credits to use for the material punya, for the pious result. But the real purpose, of course, is to approach a sannyasi guru for spiritual knowledge, to get transcendental wisdom from him, to get his spiritual shelter or shiksha. Seeing all this, Madhavendra Puri decided to walk by the side of the Ganges. He was thinking, "I will get the association of the Ganges. Even if the place is dirty, it is better than getting disturbed by so many materialistic people." So then he happened to walk to Advaitacharya's ashram, which was by the side of the Ganges. He walked right into his ashram. There, Advaitacharya was seated doing pujas to his Shalagram Shila. He was wearing Vaishnava Tilak, and he saw Madhavendra Puri, who was also wearing Vaishnava Tilak. Immediately he got up and paid his obeisances to Madhavendra Puri, who also offered his respects to Advaitacharya. Madhavendra Puri was given a seat and offered some water. They were discussing Harikatha, discussions about Krishna. They found that they both were Vaishnavas. They were discussing Krishna consciousness in a very deep way, in a beautiful way. In this way, time went very fast. Madhavendra Puri agreed to take some prasadam. Sita Thakurani offered nice Krishna prasad. Quite some time had passed, so Advaita Acharya asked him, please stay here tonight and give us some more association. It is very rare to get such association. So like this, he stayed some time with Advaita Acharya, and they were discussing about Krishna. Then he said, I have to go in order to get sandalwood paste for the Gopal deity in Govardhan. Later, this deity became known as Srinathji, that same deity. Advaita Acharya, getting to know him, could realize his greatness, so he asked him to give him initiation. Normally, there is a waiting period of 6 months to 1 year to get to know the person, but this time he was a traveling sannyasi. He was not going to be there in 6 months. He wanted to get the mantra from a bona fide spiritual master. He knew that this was a bona fide person from a bona fide sampradaya. He was thinking, where will we get a devotee like Madhavendra Puri, who is personified love of Godhead? So he took initiation. Lord Chaitanya was treating him with respect because he took initiation from the disciple of Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri. So Advaita Acharya was like his god uncle, so he offered respect. But Advaita knew that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna in a hidden incarnation, so he wanted to offer Lord Chaitanya respect. But Lord Chaitanya wouldn't allow that because he was playing the external role as a devotee. He was not meant to be known publicly that he was an incarnation. Advaita Acharya would celebrate the Vyas Puja of Madhavendra Puri each year, and Lord Chaitanya said that if anyone goes to Shantipur at this Titi, on this holy day, and takes prasadam, they will get pure love for Govinda, pure devotion for Krishna. Lord Chaitanya saw the elaborate arrangement of Advaita Gosai for worshipping Madhavendra Puri, and he saw all the different devotees that were engaged in service. Each one said, I want to do some seva, some service. Nityananda volunteered to bathe the lotus feet of all the visiting Vaishnavas. That was the service he wanted. Ladies were making flower garlands, and someone was giving a lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam. Some devotees were doing kirtan, and some were engaged in cooking. Sita Thakurani and Mother Sachi led the Mahaprasadam cooks, and then the bulk quantity cooks cooked for the massive number of devotees. The ingredients they had gathered for the feast were kept in temporary sheds, and the quantity was calculated by sheds. This many sheds of this many sheds of that. As Lord Chaitanya went around, he saw some devotees were singing, other devotees were making garlands, so everyone was engaged. Lord Chaitanya was saying that no human being could make such a massive arrangement like Advaita Goswami had made for Madhavendra Puri. He said, this is not humanly possible. Advaita must be an incarnation of Shiva or someone. Otherwise, how is it possible that he made such an elaborate arrangement for prasadam distribution? He was praising Advaita Gosai. Of course, Advaita Gosai is an avatar Mahavishnu, and he is also the combined form of Sadashiva, the form of Lord Shiva, before entering into the material world. Then they asked Lord Chaitanya to please come and take prasadam. He sat down, took prasadam, and said, whoever takes prasadam on this titi, in this place, gets pure devotion for Govinda, pure love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya said, where else you can get love for Godhead simply by eating? No fasting, no difficult austerities. You just have to come here on this titi and eat. The father of the present head priest of the deity in Shantipur told me, Jayapataka Maharaj is speaking, that a certain Vaishnava group had been performing this festival each year, but now they were not able to keep it up. He said, now ISKCON is the biggest Vaishnava organization in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, so you should kindly do this festival. That was 15 or 20 years ago. And we have been doing it since then. He told me, where else can you get Krishna consciousness? Simply by eating. This is our famous Shantipur festival. You are all invited to come. Every year we have this festival, where so many people are given Krishna prasad. Very nice festival. Jayapataka Maharaj also is going, even he cannot walk, he's still going to give prasadam there. So, What to speak of all of us? We have an opportunity to go there and distribute prasad. Today is also a very auspicious day for distributing prasad, no? And so you're all invited to help during the day. How many plates? One lakh 8,000. 1,08,000 only. Today 54. Tomorrow another 54. That's 108,000. So you're all invited to participate. Just go with one of the trucks, yes? Get on the truck and go. You can go. Nice opportunity for service. Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 3, Text 6. Okay. Kintu Shastri Bahutve Syad Bahunam Iha Karminam Shastritvam Upacharo Hi Yatha Mandala Vartinam Kintu Shastri Bahutve Syad Bahunam iha karminam Shastritvam upacharohi Yatha mandala vartinam Kintu shastri bhatve syad Bahunam iha karminam Shastritvam upacharohi Yatha mandala vartinam Kintu shastri bahutve syad Bahunam iha karminam Shastritvam upacharohi Yatha mandala vartinam Kintu shastri bahutve Kintu shastri bhutve syad Bahunam iha karminam Shastritvam upacharohi Yatha mandala vartinam ladies. Kintu, but, Shastri, of governors or judges, Bahutve, in the plurality, Syat, there may be, Bahunam, of many, Iha, in this world, Karminam, persons performing actions. Shastritvam, departmental management. Upachara, administration. He, indeed. Yatha, just like. Mandalavartinam, of the departmental heads. Translation. The Yamadutas continues, since there are many different karmis or workers, there may be different judges or rulers to give them justice. But just as one central emperor controls different departmental rulers, there must be one supreme controller to guide all the judges. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada. In governmental management, there may be departmental officials to give justice to different persons, but the law must be one. And that central law must control everyone. The Yamadutas could not imagine that two judges would give two different verdicts in the same case. And therefore, they wanted to know who the central judge is. The Yamadutas were certain that Ajamil was the most sinful man, but although Yamaraj wanted to punish him, the Vishnudutas excused him. This was a puzzling situation that the Yamadutas wanted Yamaraj to clarify. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamayang Dadati Swabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yatapadakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Tang Chijivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Raguna Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitakshcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavaneshpare Pritabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha kalpatruvyascha kripa sindhivyeva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Nama om Vishnu padaya Krishna prashtaya bhutale Shrimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namane. Namaste sarasvati deve gauravani pacharine Nirvishesha shunyavari paschatya deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Mukungroti Vachalang Pungang Langete Girimyat Kripatam Aham Bande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam. Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Mayam Tat Sat. Kintu Shastre Bhautve Syad Bahunam Iha Karminam Shastritvam Upacharohi Yata Mandala Vartinam. Translation, please repeat. The Yamadutas continued. Since there are many different karmis, or workers, there may be different judges, or rulers, to give them justice. But just as one central emperor controls different departmental rulers, there must be one supreme controller to guide all the judges. So previously in chapters 1 and 2, we see that when the Yamadutas are challenged as to their criteria for evidence, they explain that there are different witnesses to different acts that the living entities embodied in this material world do. So this is the evidence that is given. One, of course, is the Supersoul. There's the sun, air, so many different elements that are observing the living entity. But also mentioned is the position of Yamaraj, and how Yamaraj is also, as the Supersoul is, he is also has full knowledge of everything that is going on, like this. So in one sense, from the point of view of the Yamadutas, he is a very powerful person, and he is able to know what the living entities have done in the past, are doing in the present, and what they will do in the future. In this way, he is able to mete out justice, if that's the proper word. He is able to give justice because he is seeing what the living entities are doing. A certain type of omnipresence Yamaraj has. So it's not, the position of Yamaraj is not a small position, it is a very powerful position. So the Yamadutas, from their point of view, here is a very powerful person who has omnipresence, so they're thinking that he is supreme. As Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport, sometimes you'll see in these big, big corporations that they may have one department which is a whole separate company. It's a part of a big company, but it's a whole separate company. And they have their divisional head of the director of this company, like this. And he is in charge. So mostly the people in this department, they do not see the CEO of the big company. They have no experience of him so much. They may see his picture somewhere, but they don't. Daily, they had not seen him. They think that their department head, he's the biggest person there. That way, they're thinking like this. So in the same way, the Yamadutas were thinking, oh, Yamaraj, he's the biggest person. Because in their activity, he is the biggest person. He is the last word, normally. It's interesting, though, that on the one hand, in the beginning of the declarations in the second chapter of the Yamadutas, they are recognizing the fact that Narayan is the Supreme Being. It's interesting how on the one hand they recognize that he is. Maybe he isn't. They're not associating the Vishnu Dutas with Narayan, because initially they thought they were demigods or Upadevas, semi-demigods. Who are the semi-demigods? An example? Semi-demigods. Upadevas. The Gandharvas are a type of, who are serving the other the big demigods. So they have these other demigods. Prabhupada describes them as semi-demigods. They're not the big time. So they did not know the position of the Vishnu Dutas. They were very impressed. Oh, they are so beautiful. Their forms, and they were very impressed. And they immediately accepted their authority, which is interesting. And they stopped. Of course, as you know, the Yamadutas have these ropes which they take the subtle body out. And they had already gotten Ajamil. They were ready to take him. The Vishnu Dutas come and they break the ropes. So like this, they're... Sometimes in the movies they have this... The police go somewhere to get someone, and then some other policemen come, the bigger policemen, the FBI or something, they come and they say, "No, you have no jurisdiction here. This is our jurisdiction," like that. The other ones go, you know. So like that, even in material life, there are different jurisdictional disputes and different hierarchies in justice. Normally, Srila Prabhupada explains that natural justice, or justice given by Krishna, given by his representatives, is there is no jurisdictional dispute normally, he's explaining Prabhupada. But in modern system, you have appeals and so many things. In natural justice, the first decision is accepted. That is definitive. There is no question of appealing. Of course, to show the power of the holy name, to show the supremacy of the Supreme Lord, who is actually the Supreme, this example is here. How simply by, in a not pure way, totally pure way, he chanted the name of Narayan at the time of death. He was not aware at that time. Of course, he had it is explained that Ajamil was a very pure Brahmin. He was a very gentle Brahmin, non-envious. He was like your ideal Brahmana, you know. That was Ajamil. He was like Pakka Brahman, you know. Young, very enthusiastic, like that. That was who he was, you know. He was very, very pious. So when he comes to this situation, of course he was allured by Maya, allured him, and the some desires that were in his heart already fructified at that point. And he changed completely. And he associated with a woman who was not of good reputation. And he, although he had a very beautiful Brahmin wife, he gave her up for this prostitute. And she also had children of her own. And he had to accept her children also. And Ajamil, I think his last child, Narayan, was he had when he was 87 or something. And he had 10 sons. He was a very prolific Prajapati. So, and he was engaged in cheating people. It's like we say, we call this, you know, this con men. You know, this con man is a confidential man that would take some people into confidence and then they would cheat them. You see this. People do this, you know. I forget the name and other name. Like this, he would That was his business. He would cheat people. He would cheat people at dice, at so many things. He would games, he would rig the games, you know, he would somehow or other get people and cheat them like that. That was what did we do? In the beginning, when immigrants went to New York and they had no knowledge of what was going on there, they were very foolish, but they had some money. And there was this man, this cheater, who would try to sell them shares in the Brooklyn Bridge. The Brooklyn Bridge is this big bridge that connects Brooklyn to Manhattan in New York. Huge bridge. So he would show them some papers and sell them shares in the bridge. But this is a public bridge. You know? So he would cheat them like this and get their money, steal from them. So this was, Ajamil was like this. He was not good. Therefore, the Yamadutas thought, well, he's been so sinful. How is it possible that we do not have jurisdiction? Because we have jurisdiction over those who are sinful. Those who are punishable. And the Vishnudutas were asking in the beginning, who is punishable? And the Yamadutta said, everyone is punishable. Everyone in this material world are punishable. Because everyone is engaged in materialistic activities. So everyone is eventually punishable. But, just like for good behavior, someone in the prison might receive the mercy of a governor, or a president, prime minister, etc. You know, this happens. I forget the word in English. Pardon. They may be pardoned for their good activities. They may do something special. Of course, in these terms, the special thing that was done was that he chanted the holy name of Krishna. He chanted the Lord's holy name, and immediately he was liberated. The Vishnudutas immediately heard him chanting and he said, oh, he is one of our men. His chanting may not be so good. Namabas. May not be so good. But he is making a declaration, I am with them. Take me. At that point, he takes shelter of the holy name of the Lord. At that point, he changes. His consciousness changed to taking shelter. He may have been scared. He may have been afraid, but he takes shelter of the holy name at that point. In full dependence. So the Lord, when he sees someone is becoming dependent, he is calling out to him. The Lord immediately responds. And the servants of the Lord also respond. Here we see it's not that the Supreme Lord came, his servants came. The servants were responding as if the Lord was responding. No difference. So they came, he's one of our men. Do not touch him, he is one of our men. And at that point he was saved by the mercy of the holy name. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching us the power of chanting the holy name. Srila Prabhupada mentions what to speak of how Ajamil was chanting. If you chant in a non-envious, pure way with love and devotion to Krishna, his holy names, what will be that result? This result will be so much more potent. And just as Ajamil stopped death, so you can also stop death in its tracks by chanting the holy name, Lord. Stop it, death. This world is a place, it is a dark place. If you take the outside light, it's all dark. And everything is becoming dead. Everything is becoming losing life. The material bodies, the buildings, the mountains, So many things are becoming diminished and diminished and diminished in this world. So like this, the world is a place of death and darkness. This is a place of death and darkness. We are just seeing some reflection of light and colors. But the objects do not have color. The objects do not have light. But there is a place where there is light. The objects have light in them. There is a place like this, where time does not take you. Time is not supreme. Krishna is supreme. There is a place to go. There is a spiritual existence. So, once you become attached to Krishna and that spiritual existence, you can overcome death. Who can say we have overcome death? Not many. But in Krishna consciousness, we can say we have overcome death. We have a solution to this big problem. Otherwise, you'll be afraid, just like the animals. This is also mentioned by the Yamadutas. There are those who are happy. There are those who are distressed. And there are those who are very fearful. The demigods are happy. The humans are distressful, Prabhupada explains. And the animals, they're very fearful. You go to an animal, especially in India, you know. Other places, they're not so fearful. But India, they're afraid, you know. Constantly afraid. You know? Animals. So to become liberated from this labyrinth of material existence, the Lord and His devotees come to give us the holy name. And this holy name will take us as our Nam Prabhu and give us shelter to overcoming the attacks of this material existence. Then you will become free of happiness and distress and of fear. And just like Prabhupada's name is Abhay, he who is fearless, you may also become fearless. And in this way, become emancipated, get the mercy of the Lord, and be able to associate with Him in eternal transcendental bliss. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments, corrections? Some corrections here. Maharaj, you could make some corrections. Comments or doubts. I had more to say, but somehow or other, when you give the class, you forget everything you want to say, you know? Krishna takes over somehow. We have such wonderful technology now. I downloaded this in my Android device. I downloaded this Gita base, which is all Prabhupada's books and letters. Who knew? Gita base. Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitam, and Prabhupada's letters, you know. So many nice things.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Bo.
Yeah. Could you please explain how Yamaraj became one of the 12 Mahajan?
Well, what is the story of Yamaraj? I don't know the story, full story of Yamaraj. Anybody can know the story of Yamaraj? I don't remember. I might have heard it at one point, but how he became, what is his story of emancipation, how he became Yamaraj? I don't know. Anyone? Pandit. We have a pandit here? Are you answering his question? No. That's what we want his answer. We want a pandit. We could find this out for you, but I don't have the information. how he became emancipated? It's an interesting question. We can find this out for you. We will put this on hold, that question. Some people in material, when they transmit knowledge, they bluff. They make something up, you know. Devotees, we don't know something, we just say, I don't know. You say, it's not a sin to say you don't know. But we have access to full knowledge. We have access to full knowledge. So we can get this for you. If I had time, I could look in here in this Yamaraj and find some, do some search. Find out. Of course, it's explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam, his position. Sometimes the full history is not there. It's in summary is there. Not always the full pastime. Sometimes it's in other scriptures. So you have to take from other scriptures. Or is referenced. And things are mentioned in the Bhagavatam, but sometimes not full pastimes like that. But another question? Easier question?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's an easy question.
Easier one.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
When Yamadutas were defeated, Yamdutas were defeated by Vishnudutas, they were stunned and shocked. So they approached Yamaraj. And Yamaraj said, no, look, I am not your master. The real master is Supreme Personality of the God, Sri Krishna. Now my question is, at least one Yamaduta said, look, enough is enough. No, I don't want to serve you. No, I want to do some devotional service to Krishna. Did anyone say like that?
Did any of the Yamadutas switch over?
Yeah, switch over.
I don't know. Maybe then in their next life they might have had an opportunity. Certainly, it might be that the mercy of the Lord is given to them and they were able. Certainly, their preaching of the Yamadutas, especially 51, 52, 53 texts. Their preaching was very, very potent. I mean, I was amazed. I mean, very potent preaching. Almost seeming like they were devotees, you know, how they were preaching. So I was very amazed by this. In the beginning, they were a little angry at Yamaraj. They actually wanted to bring the Vishnu Dutas to Yamaraj. So Yamaraj would tell him who's the boss, you know. But that didn't happen. That didn't happen. It's interesting, jurisdictional justice, question of justice, evidence. We've been giving the service now of heading up the Office of ISKCON Dispute Resolution, which is our ISKCON Justice Department. We've been given this service. So we are dealing with evidence and investigation, judges and criteria for weighing evidence and so many things like this. So it's interesting too. This whole chapter is very interesting about how to establish these criteria. So devotees in ISKCON can have certain rights, exercise rights to engage in devotional service unhindered in any way. Someone, I think, asked that question the other day when you gave a class. Someone hit on that question about relationship with ISKCON. You know? So right now we're establishing seminars, training programs for those who are interested. Anybody who's interested, please come and get an application here at from our office. So the Yamadutas certainly were benefited by this. How far that benefit went is interesting. I couldn't say. They certainly were benefited. And Yamaraj also explained. I don't think their service changed. It seems that they were pleased by the explanation the Yamaraj gave. They also hinted at this also understanding even before they went to Yamaraj, where they explained that, yes, Narayan is supreme. They just didn't fit it all together at the time. They actually knew. It's interesting how much they knew. Of course, the servant is attached to the master. So Yamaraj is a devotee. Great devotee. So, being servants of him, they also had some greatness, which they manifested. Of course, they associated with the Vishnu Dutas. Here they associated with the Vishnu Dutas, who were great devotees. So, they saw Ajamil become liberated, they associated with devotees, they were explained about the nature of God, Narayan, and Yamaraj further explained to them, which we'll see later on, further preached to them, and preached to us, because this is all for our benefit. Another question? Comment? Yes, the person who didn't raise their hand. You don't see him. So, today is a very big day for distributing prasadam. Okay? So we are hoping that all the devotees become enthused and participate in this prasadam distribution. No? What do they have to do? Where do they have to go? Just go outside and see if they can get on a truck. There are 45 trucks going out. Yes? 45 only. So you can all to different places. Yes, all different places. So those of you who want to sightsee, see Mumbai, visit Mumbai, see the sights in Mumbai, you can go with one of these trucks. At the same time, you can distribute prasadam. No? Wonderful process. So you get two things. You get distribute prasadam, get the mercy. You also get to see different places in Mumbai. Such a nice facility you have. So we'll end here. There's now... Devotees take prasadam. Breakfast prasad. Devotees take prasad. Then they distribute prasad. Today's a prasadam day. Take prasad, distribute prasad. So many nice things. So Prabhupada said, this is a very nice movement. You chant, you dance, take prasadam, distribute prasadam, talk about Krishna. Sometimes, and when there's little time, you take some rest, he said. That's all. It's a very easy process here. Anyone can do. Anyone can do. So, thank you for assisting, for attending. Hare Krishna. Jai.